I have a good friend, a former football player, who lost his son to suicide about 20 years ago. His son was 15. And at the time, I said to myself, what did he do wrong as a parent? He seems like such a great guy, and I really like him, and I've enjoyed covering him as an athlete. What did he do wrong? And then I came to realize that his son suffered from serious depression, and he might have been a great parent, but I didn't realize that back at the time. And when my child died of suicide, I didn't care what people thought, by the way. I was not going to be thrown off or made to feel any worse the fact that people may have thought that I wasn't a perfect parent, which I'm not a perfect parent, but I did a pretty good job. Isn't the social stigma getting a little bit better because we understand about mental illness and the like, that we know that if a child commits suicide, it isn't necessarily bad parenting. It's mental illness that led to it.
Absolutely. There are a lot of reasons for the social stigma associated with a child dying. You take a child that's in Little League and the child dies, and what do the parents do? Do they continue to go to the Little League games? Do they follow the athletics of the other boys?
Yeah,
the boys that their son was a friend with. And so you have that social stigma. They come in to a Little League game and they sit in the stands, they sit in the bleachers, and they look around, they see other people saying, oh, there's the parent, their son died last year, and he used to be on the team, and he was the best third baseman we had, and all those things. That's part of that stigma associated with a child dying. Now, I want to say that stigma can be overcome. Not completely, but there can be some progress made in overcoming that stigma. For example, when a child dies, setting up some kind of memorial fund that the parents are active in. Maybe they'll contribute to the Little League. Maybe they'll have benches placed at all the baseball fields with the name of their son on the benches. Those kinds of things do reduce the stigma. And the reason is because now the death is being redefined. It's not the third baseman, the best third baseman on our Little League team died tragically last year. Now it is their son died, and look, there's that bench over there that's been dedicated to him, or we're sitting on that bench.
But, you know, people could still think that the parents did something. They could still be stigmatized and say, well, they created the bench and they did all this because they want to cover up the fact that they were bad parents. My point is, you can't control what other people think. And if you lose a child like I did, you're dealing with it, you're coping with it. I can't control the way people think. I can't change their minds. They're going to think what they think. And I couldn't let that at all affect the way I recovered and dealt with my grief.
There is absolutely nothing I can say about that, because you're right on. And in fact, when you really start to try to control the way other people view you or think about you, it ends up being torment for you personally. So I think to just simply say yes, that we've already talked about the victimization issue. So when parents are victimized, there's also that social stigma associated with the death of a child. But I do want to say once again that there are some things that might help that situation by giving the death a new definition or a different definition and maybe a different point of reference.
If I could just end it one way with a personal note here. One of the tragedies of Allison's life that I think led to her demise, if you want to put it that way, is she so imagined in her mind what people were thinking of her. She always imagined people were thinking the worst. We would say so many times, Allison, they got their own problems. They're not worried about you. You're overreacting. They're not thinking about you. They're not thinking these thoughts in their mind that you think. And so I say now that I don't care what other people think. That was her problem, is she didn't have enough confidence in her own direction and her own thoughts. And so the lesson in all of this is, you know who you are, you know where you've been, you know what you did. Don't get caught up in what other people may think. You can't control that.